The program grew out of our recognition that as the development of independent senior housing changed about 20 years ago with the advent of the permanent legislation for tax credits and several other things that encouraged housing of that sort, that we were able now to build within budget very beautiful projects in very nice located areas. But building those projects in those areas without doing some of the things that we're going to talk about right now had an unintended adverse consequence, and that is we created very beautiful incentive for people to remain in their units a long time, watching television, indulging in alcohol, prescription drugs, some non-prescription drugs, but gradually withdrawing from socialization and from neighborhood community. And then when you add to that the circumstances that happen as people growing old, that they have an increased frequency of events which have grief associated with them, which are also things which cause people to pull away, albeit temporarily in the general population, but when you add to it the tendency of these beautiful places to withdraw, we realized that while we were helping people with their housing, we may not have been helping them with their lifestyle. If we can find reasons for our residents to engage in meaningful interaction, that's, and I use the word entangled, some people like the word, in our group like the word engaged, but to me entangled is good because once they're in, it's hard to withdraw. If somebody signs up to make that movie and they're not there at 10 a.m. when it was agreed on, somebody's going to go to their door and pound on it and say, you know, Myrtle, I don't care if you got a headache. We need you. Mm-hmm. And that need to be needed, I believe, is this is my personal belief, and I've kind of pulled it out of trying to distill stuff out of the SC study and the additional research we've done. But I think that being an important and albeit essential part of the group is really important, and it's probably the driving factor in the increase in health and happiness that shows up. And within a very small period of time, the people who came with artistic skills, with not necessarily any desire to teach, are now teaching. And the people who came with no skills or no, they didn't believe they had skills, are now demonstrating their skills, and they're getting into the teaching and the interaction, and each one is encouraging the other, and we end up with raising the level of activity of all the people. And that's when we know it worked. And frankly, it's what makes it real exciting. The Burbank project not only hit that top level, but then it began to spill out so much that next door is the second high school, city of Burbank, and they began to use arts and design and music to interact with the students next door, and the results from that program were incredible. First, it made the lives of our residents so much better because they had this meeting. They were helping people. They knew they were helping people, and they knew that no one who didn't have their particular characteristics could do as good a job as they were doing. And with the high school students, the dropout rate moved the school from being right about the middle of the state average to being one of the best in graduation of the secondary school.